As the mighty beloved Helios speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty omnipresence to blaze through us the intense love and gratitude to him that will enable him to pour back into the physical octave of earth that which assists each one to be free and to fill our worlds with that which we are going to require to fulfill the divine plan that sets America free. Beloved ones of my heart, it is again my privilege to draw your attention to that which is the next most important thing for you to do. And as you turn your attention to us, from day to day and hour to hour, in order for us to give you that which you require to stand against the limitations of the outer world, it is necessary for you to call forth to your beloved I Am presence and to the great central sun for our visible, tangible presence to come closer and closer to you in the outer life. If your call comes to us for our visible, tangible presence with you in your daily activities, then the cosmic law must fulfill your call, because it is the upreaching of the lesser light to the greater, and it is the cosmic law that the greater pour back whatever will raise you to our perfection. And just as you go to a concert to receive the music that the musicians can give to you, and you give them your undivided attention for an hour and a half or 2 hours, you make conscious effort to go, you put aside the outer world and listen, you give your attention and cooperation with them in order to receive that which they have to give. And just so it is with us. If you come to us and give us your undivided attention and cooperate with us, and then you ask us to come into your world of physical affairs to give to your world the perfection which we have, then it must be done. And I'm stressing this tonight, that I may help relieve you of fear, of doubt, of discouragement, and of the acceptance of the conditions of this world, that is all you can have. Now, it doesn't make any difference how much physical appearances scream at you. One day you must stand in the glory and authority of your beloved I Am presence, and in our name compel the annihilation of those conditions that have limited and tortured you through the centuries, and compel the complete removal from your world of the acceptance of the human as authority in your conditions. Now, unless you exert ascended master authority into your affairs, how are you going to get out from under human authority? Do you not see that regardless of appearances, so long as you accept the appearance as the authority over what is to be in your world, how can we use our authority to bless you? The cosmic law does not permit us to intrude into your world the authority and perfection of ours. And unless you call our authority into your affairs and into your conditions and into your world, well, then you live under the human authority of the sinister force. And unless you demand our visible, tangible presence with you and moving among mankind to correct conditions, how are you going to have them corrected? I plead with you tonight, as did your beloved Saint Germain, that the moment an appearance shows you human limitation, then it is your eternal obligation to call our authority into the physical octave to compel that appearance to be annihilated and compel the perfection of our octave to become the authority in your world. I shall arouse the divine authority of your life streams into utter physical action. Thank you, blessed ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, when a disturbing appearance seems to be existing in your world or to approach you, you must take your stand and in the name of your mighty I Am presence say to that appearance, I am with God, my mighty I Am presence. And you have no authority longer in my world. The moment you announce to destructive conditions that you are with God, your beloved I Am presence, and that the sacred fire of the ascended master's octave is authority in your world, then you can order that appearance out of your world. But be mighty sure that immediately you demand the ascended master appearance to take his place. Then when you call for our ascended master presence with you, whether it be the luminous presence or the projection of a flame, it matters not, because both contain our authority, our power, and our manifestation of the perfection into your world that fulfills the divine plan. I know, dear hearts, as well as anyone, when the human feelings seem to dominate the outer self, when it wants to be free and it would come to God, then there comes the hour when you must exert every ounce of energy and strength in your being and world with the full authority of your beloved I Am presence, and in the name of any ascended master, you must arise and stand up and forbid that thing to exist in your world. And if you forbid it in our name, if you call the cosmic fire into action, and through that cosmic fire forbid its existence, forbid its manifestation, forbid its appearance, then that destructive force will receive. You will have to use your own cosmic God-given authority of your own life and call the cosmic Christ authority into every appearance that does not yield you the perfection or the things that fulfill the divine plan. And if the human tries to look here or there or somewhere else to solve the problems in the old human way, one day take that human attention on human feeling and command it and compel it back into the arms of your beloved I Am Presence. And there, clothed in the higher metal body's dazzling fire, issue your command in the authority of that cosmic fire to every appearance of limitation and order it out of your world. It takes that dynamic force, my dear ones, to break the connection of limitations and destruction that perhaps have held connection with you for a long while in order to force them out of your world. You must be alert every instant. And it is so much easier to break a thing if you take it the very first appearance and order it out. If a frightful, destructive animal were to try to gain entrance to your house or your yard, you would do something about it immediately, wouldn't you? You wouldn't wait and think about it and wonder whether you should deal with it or not. The very intensity of your human fear would make you do something physically to prevent the animal entering into your world and destroying what you have there. Well, let me tell you something. The destruction of physical animals is nothing compared to the subtle destruction, because it is so deceitful that the sinister force continually imposes upon mankind through the feeling world. And therefore, if you accept the radiation, if you accept the authority, which is usurped authority, that the human creation takes to dominate you and your world, it will come right in and it'll stay right there until you arise in the God-given authority of the sacred fire and issue your order for that to get out of your world, whether it be in your bodies, your affairs, or your nation, or the planet Earth itself. Someone or some group of individuals must take the responsibility of using the authority and power of the mighty I Am Presence, conscious direction of the cosmic fire, and command and compel destructive forces and conditions and limitations to get out of your world, out of your nation, out of your business affairs, and out of any association with you. Don't let the silly nonsense of sentimental sympathy cause you to remain in conditions that are destructive because somebody else says you should. If you will make your application silently or audibly when you can be alone and keep issuing your commands to those conditions of limitation and stay right with it, you will find the cosmic fire coming to your assistance and burning away everything that has tortured you through the centuries. I shall fire you with cosmic fire. I will burn up a lot that has bound you and should never have been allowed to exist anywhere. When you realize that all limitation, all discord, has no God authority and no God right to exist, then you will be intolerant of it to the point where you will arise in the authority and cosmic use of the divine powers of your own being and use those powers in the physical octave to forbid the limitations longer existence in your world. Watch your feelings, beloved ones, that you do not come to the point where you say, oh well, I'll draw forth the power of precipitation after I am ascended. You won't need it then, like you do now. Be very careful that you don't put off the getting rid of your limitations until after you're ascended. If you will exert the authority which is yours by divine right of your own mighty I Am presence and our ascended master consciousness, which we gave to you, and our ascended master action of the cosmic fire into any condition of limitation in the physical world, you keep making your call using your authority. Demand the power, and you will find coming to your assistance great beings who have awaited your call for centuries. Therefore, if you want what we can give, then you must come to us and be quiet until you receive it. And that doesn't mean to sit in the corner and meditate all day. It means in the midst of all your outer activities, your love comes to us and the call for the perfection of our sacred fire comes to us at intervals. And then you use our sacred fire and your cosmic authority to demand every limitation to leave your world. You must order these things out of existence because they have no right to manifest, to torture life. Therefore, yield not to fear or limitation. Regardless of the appearance, demand that appearance change into the perfection of our cosmic fire that manifests heaven on earth. Wherever our fire blazes, perfection has to come forth. And when we give a gift, it remains with you for eternity. When you go to a concert and you receive the music which the musicians can give, you accept it for a time. And then your attention goes somewhere else, and it's gone from your world. But not so with our gift. When we place the flame from our octave in and around your life streams or into conditions in your world, that is there forever. We never withdraw our gifts. We forever guard that which we give. And only when the mass accumulation of discord came to the place where it was dangerous for mankind to any longer have the use of the sacred fire, were the outer physical manifestations withdrawn. But the focus from the inner standpoint of that cosmic fire has never left the earth at any place where it was ever drawn forth. That is the law. So there await you many magnificent experiences that will bring you joy beyond measure, miracles to your heart's content, as soon as you open the floodgates and call us into daily association with you and use the authority of our sacred fire to forbid the existence longer in your world of that which causes you struggle and distress, when our law is the command for your freedom. As you use these activities of the sacred fire more and more, and as you demand their perfection as heaven on earth into your physical world, will you find the outer becoming the perfection of your cause. And when you want instantaneous action, you must say so. You must specify to life that which you desire. And if you desire to give, then say to your presence, flood me with the fullness of every good thing, that I may give as you have given to me. Because everything, my dear ones, that is not allowed to flow forth in outer expansion to produce perfection, to bless the rest of life in the universe around you, if it is not allowed to flow forth and fulfill the divine plan of eternal happiness, then it but closes the door, and your own is not allowed to come in to serve you. We want you to know freedom, and freedom comes only by allowing the perfection of the presence to expand its love and blessings and gifts to all creation. Does not the sun forever continue to expand its light and blessings to the people of earth? Have I ever withdrawn the sun from the people of earth because they preferred to dwell in the shadows for a time? Certainly not. And may you illumine the astronomers and tell them not to worry about the sun dissolving someday, because it's ever growing greater, not lesser. It'll never burn out, much as they contemplated. Oh, call into outer action, precious ones, our fiery illumination that makes the ignorance of mankind disappear and compel the truth to be known. Until people know the truth of the ascended master's law of the sacred fire, they can never be free. Till they know the desires of our hearts for you, till they know the divine plan, till they know the authority of the sacred fire, they will remain bound until they know it and until they use it, for the cosmic law is thus, and none can change it. So tonight, as I remind you again, to call us into your physical octave, to bring our authority into this world, as you do that more and more, will you find the cosmic fire coming into outer physical conditions and burning out that which is wrong. And may I say again to you tonight, do not fail to call to your beloved I Am presence and in the name of your beloved Master Jesus or any ascended master, and demand that every destructive force be compelled to make restitution to God, to mankind, and to the universe around you. That will be of the greatest help to them. That will force them to make a balance back to the universe by which they may become free sooner. Demand that every destructive force that has taken anything from America or from this I Am activity of the mighty Saint Germain be compelled to make restitution. And you will assist the cosmic law to more quickly consume their frightful creation. When you demand, by the authority and power of the cosmic fire of all creation, the complete removal from your world of every limitation, and you demand that all destructive forces be compelled to make restitution to life for the discord they have created, that fiery authority going forth from you into the atmosphere of earth and touching the life of all on the earth will awaken the desire in mankind to make a balance for the wrong they have done, and more quickly bring conditions in the outer world to the divine justice that ought to be here. Wherever destructive forces have sought to dishonor that which is of God, they must make restitution. And therefore, the hour strikes when it shall be demanded. And if I were you, I would buy that cosmic fire in the name of the victorious cosmic Christ, demand that every nation in the world that has sought to destroy America be compelled to make restitution for that which has been taken from you. I wonder if you know what I mean tonight. The nations of the world that have accepted the wealth of this country and used it only for destructive purposes must make restitution to the law. It has to be done. And therefore, those in public office who have dishonored the trust of the people must make restitution to the people. The cosmic law will compel it. And you, who are the voice of the people, should use your cosmic authority of the sacred fire to demand it, and it will come much quicker than otherwise would be. When we loose certain powers of the cosmic fire throughout the nation for the consuming of that which constantly dishonors the universe, then when the consciousness of the mass of the people is charged with the demand that they make restitution to the great cosmic law of the universe, there will come the desire within to give divine justice to each other, that each one's own world may be balanced and go forward as a perfection that keeps happiness eternal in outer action. Therefore, if you want divine justice in your affairs, if you want your nation to become the nation of freedom to the earth, you will have to have our visible, tangible presence. You'll never have it otherwise. And when the people want us, we will come. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love, for your love and acceptance of that to which I have pointed your attention. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I must leave in a few moments, and I ask you to demand the ascended master's cosmic authority of the cosmic fire to come into the physical world and be the only authority that mankind accept here. For if you call the authority of cosmic fire into your physical octave, and you demand that be the only authority that mankind accept, the sinister force will begin to lose its hypnotic domination of the people and the control of the resources of your nation and the things of this earth. The things of this world are placed in this world to produce happiness and ever-expanding perfection in the fulfillment of the divine plan. And when the things of this earth are hoarded and controlled by the sinister force, and it imagines it's the authority over them, then there must come the shock of cosmic fire with all authority from our octave to bring conditions in the physical world that none will oppose. And they cannot oppose the cosmic fire. Every human force on the planet fears the fire element. And therefore, when you call our visible, tangible presence into the physical octave and our authority of the cosmic fire into the physical world and its conditions, then our authority will manifest and control that which has sought to destroy the handiwork of cosmic beings who are all authority in this system of worlds forever. So when I say demand restitution to the law, the cosmic law, it means a complete returning into the possession and control of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host of all substance, all energy, all manifestations of everything in this world. And only then will mankind know that the light is their home, and the authority of the mighty I Am presence brings a cosmic fire that corrects conditions in the physical world and returns them to the perfection that life commands. Therefore, under the glory and glorious use of your own authority of the cosmic fire, do I call you tonight. And as we go forward, hand in hand, in that supreme love of all creation, may our presence with you ever become the authority in the physical world that forbids your limitations to exist longer and takes you forward to render the service in the fulfillment of the divine plan that is your freedom also to life. So as we go forward, remember, the Master Jesus meant what he said when he said, I am with you always. And that means his authority, his cosmic fire, his love, his consciousness, his feeling, his power without limit to remove every human condition is ever abiding with you, awaiting your use and call into the physical octave to fulfill the great cosmic plan of creation. And I too say with him, lo, I am with you always, for the fire of my love is all authority to set you free. And as you demand your limitations be removed from your world, the fire of my love shall open for you the gates to that which is called heaven, but which in reality is eternal harmony, no matter where manifested, in this world or elsewhere. May the heaven of our love and cosmic fire now be the authority in you that commands every limitation to leave your world and you return to God, the mighty I Am Presence, be clothed in its everlasting mastery, and you can command victory into the physical world till peace possesses and reigns supreme o'er all and in all for eternity. Under the glory of its heart do I commend you, and may the peace of our fiery love make restitution to you for all the struggle you have been through in your determination to return home to the light. And now may the light bless you with boundless, boundless miracles and victories, and its authority be the only control of your world forever. Thank you and good night. Beloved mighty Helios, in all the love and gratitude of our hearts, thank you for your love, your blessing, your cosmic fire, and all that your love means to life everywhere in this system of worlds. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery love from beloved mighty Helios, and such immortal authority of his cosmic fire into the physical world that by human limitations can never again exist, and no human authority ever touch those under this radiation ever again. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with all the authority of your cosmic fire and your obedience, and make us its victory everywhere in the physical world forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, mighty Helios. Beloved Master Jesus, blessed Saint Germain and all the great ones, come forth to us in the visible, tangible Ascended Master bodies as quickly as you can in the physical octave, and render that service which you alone can give. May your cosmic fire be the only authority in our beings and worlds till all stand ascended and free. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of Thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world and all limitation and all human authority in this octave, move us forward, the victory of beloved Helios, great fiery love of His cosmic heart, and its all Christ flame, go before us and forbid human authority to ever touch those under this radiation ever again. And we thank Thee as never before. Thank You, precious ones. Thank You, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with mighty Helios, great enfolding flame of that one mighty stroke of His cosmic fiery love to penetrate all things on the earth and move into outer action His authority to hold possession for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask You to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To that end, do we face our beloved mighty I Am presence, I walk directly into its sacred fire, never again to turn away from its immortal authority and eternal victory. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations of that cosmic fire and its mighty love from beloved mighty Helios' own heart to come into the physical octave everywhere, and the ascended masters walk and talk with all of us as we do with each other, till the earth is once again brought into divine order and their authority the only ruling power throughout the earth forever.